From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Since 2015, about 40,000 acres of Florida Bay's seagrass has died off. It's endangered the fragile ecosystem that's home to animals like manatees and hogfish, and it's also harmed commercial fishing. WLRN's Kate Stein says the South Florida Water Management District is speeding up a project that might help.
Monday was a big day for the South Florida Water Management District. A flatbed truck with a massive aluminum pipe, about 60 feet long and 5 feet around, finally arrived at one of its big construction sites southwest of Homestead.
We have been waiting for this for 9 weeks.
Jorge Jaramillo is the site manager. He's excited because the pipe is the first of three that will connect a district canal with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project and move fresh water to Florida Bay faster.
Since it's an expedited project, we wanted to do it as quick as we can, and we did it with our in-house crews, you know, in the design phase and in the construction phase.
The project will improve freshwater flow through Taylor Slough, one of two natural depressions that channel fresh water into the bay. Some critics say the district should focus on improving water flow through the other depression, the Shark River Slough. District spokesman Randy Smith says the district scientists say improving water flow through that slough would benefit Everglades National Park. But it would only have limited effects on improving freshwater flow into Florida Bay.
Taylor Slough provides a little bit more of an easier shot at getting the water out into the bay.
Jaramillo says the pipe portion of the project will be complete by early June, and that Florida Bay will start to experience full benefits of improved freshwater flow by November.
So this is just not any pipe.
I'm Kate Stein in Miami.